SNL roasts Joe Biden on running for re-election. A nice way to ask if he plans to be alive in 3 years. By Simon Kent on March 28, 2021. Saturday Night Live has finally aired a skit that acknowledges Joe Biden is now in the White House and his administration has its hands on the levers of power. This weekend's edition specifically addressed the president's stumbles on the stairs leading to Air Force One and last week's first news conference since taking office. This week kinda felt like Biden on those stairs, Weekend Update co-host Colin Yost said while showing a photo of Biden tripping on the stairs at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland prior to a flight to Atlanta. Yost also applauded Biden about how well he breakdanced. As a repeating video of the fall play to 1990s song Gonna Make You Sweat, Everybody Dance Now. Watch below. Fellow co-host Michael Che gave a shout-out to Fixident after noting Biden's news conference lasted more than an hour. At the press conference, President Biden was asked if he plans to run for re-election in 2024. Che said in a setup, which is probably the nicest way to ask him if he plans to be alive in 3 years. The extensive report recognizing Biden's rise to the White House was a first for SNL. As Breitbart News reported, SNL, known since its first airing as a show that skewers America's highest elected officials, noticeably ignored Biden's inauguration in the episode written and performed the same week. In the weeks that followed such a telling omission, Joe Biden did not appear as a character on the show, only a few passing mentions on its Weekend Update news segment. Comedian Adam Carolla for one has handily explained why the comedy show that spent dozens of hours attacking Donald Trump has completely ignored Biden. They're scared. Honestly, I get what there is to hate about Donald Trump, Carolla recently said on Fox News America's newsroom. What is there to love about Joe Biden? That's the bigger question if you're SNL. Okay, you hated Trump, fine. Why do you love Joe Biden? There's nothing to love about Joe Biden, unless you're scared of being canceled. And the fact that this cancel culture has drifted over to comedy is absolutely insane. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.